Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Hey, let's we're going to talk Appleton baseball with Andrew Schmidt. Andrew's in the studio. Nice to see you, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, taking a little break with the volleyball boys volleyball team.
Well, taking a 24-hour break, and then we play tomorrow. So,
yep.
Going back to that right away.
Yep. How do you like coaching the boys volleyball team?
I've probably had the most fun I've ever had in my life in the last 2 months.
Awesome.
Yep. Yep, it's been a great season.
Well, good luck to you in the sections, second in play.
Yep, that's right.
All right. We had Andrew in here to talk Appleton baseball because a lot of fun, exciting things are happening over at the Appleton ball field. And, Andrew, you've made some great improvements over the years at the Appleton ball field.
Yeah. In the last couple of years, we've fundraised $600,000 in cash and five-year commitments. We've renovated the field basically from top to bottom here. We have new dugouts, new fencing, a new scoreboard, added irrigation, and then the grandstand is the footings are being dug as we speak here, and will be done hopefully in the next month and a half or so.
Wow, you've raised $600,000.
$600,000 and counting. Yep. Okay. Next up is lights for next year, so we already got the bids for that, and we're working on that. So we got a passionate board, and we have a community that really supports us. Yep. Everybody's very excited about it.
Yep. What teams play on that field then? From littles to big?
Yep. So this year, how it's been structured with school is we get all of the junior high games. And then for summer, we get the Little Sioux baseball games, the 7th and 8th grade baseball games. And then the Appleton A is the town team.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. That scoreboard looks really sharp, by the way.
Yeah. That's
pretty cool.
That's right.
One of the better scoreboards in the area, I think.
There you go. So, going with our red theme.
Yep. You put in irrigation on the field too, huh?
Yep. The field is fully irrigated, outfield and infield.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
It makes it nice and green, right?
It does, yeah. You fertilize a couple times, and it feels like you got to mow every 36 hours or so.
Yeah, so who's on that board? Who takes care of the field then?
Yeah. It's a group of us kind of doing it right now. John Drugsma is our president. Myself, I'm the treasurer. And then we have John Heineke and Mike Borsted, Ryder Drugsma, Daniel Tilkey.
Okay.
And there's probably, you know, there's five, six, seven other guys that all help out, and everybody kind of fills in when they can.
Good. And so everybody kind of takes time, takes turns taking care of the field then, getting it ready?
The main two right now for the field is John Drugsma and Mike Borsted. They kind of do the bulk of the mowing and everything else. And then there's a lot of guys behind the scenes doing other work too.
Good. I know the A's already have started their season for town ball.
Yeah. I was at the we played Madison last weekend. That was a very good game. Lost 5-3. But
a lot of people show up.
Yeah, there was probably 150 people there or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Good. So that was a fun game.
You have a full concession stand and stuff?
Or? Yep. We got hot dogs and burgers at all the games, and then we do pork chops sometimes when we got enough grillers. Okay. And you know, candy pop, all that stuff. So
okay, air conditioned press box for me.
It will be. Yep, that is correct. Yeah, we just actually moved the concession stand to down the first baseline.
Okay,
so that took some work, and I took a video of that, and I was skeptical that the thing might just fall over or collapse, and I was reassured by the guys that do this kind of stuff that we'd be good, and we got it there, and it's on its new concrete pad. So
oh, nice.
Now it's out of the way.
Good.
Yeah.
Press box above that then?
Or yeah, press box will be above
that. Okay.
Yep.
Down the first baseline.
Press box will be center of the grandstand.
Oh, okay.
Concession stand went down the first baseline.
Okay.
Yep.
And building a new grandstand, what's that look like in the grandstand?
Yeah, so it's going to wrap around from dugout to dugout.
Oh, wow.
It's
a roof?
Yep, it'll have a roof on it, and then it'll be...
Oh, wow.
Six or eight rows, I don't remember right offhand, and then the top row will be like bar stools, you know, with like a drink table and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then above that, right in the front, is the press box.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Is there a completion date for that? They hope to get it done this summer?
So we're hosting regional town team on August 15th.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I believe that's the game to go to state or two games.
Okay.
So it'll be done by then at least, but we're hoping for, you know, mid-July or something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, the goal, when all these improvements to ballparks, the goal is to maybe get a regional or a state tournament.
I mean, our dream is to work with Madison and their field here and hopefully get some big regional tournaments at the Legion level, junior Legion level, town team, whatever it may be, and we have two beautiful fields, you know, 19 miles apart, and I think we could get some big tournaments. Yeah, that would be exciting.
Drawing a state junior Legion or a state Legion tournament, that'd be fun.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, well, congratulations on all the improvements there at the Appleton Ball Field, and that's what it's called, the Appleton Baseball Field. Or,
yep. Okay. We're looking for a name sponsor. So if anybody's out there that wants to do a big donation, you know, we could change that name. But right now, it's the Appleton Baseball Field, home of the Free Freezy.
All right, that was a challenge to business owners, then, right?
There you go.
Is still taking donations? How can people donate to
the Appleton? Yeah, Field? Absolutely. So we have a 501c3 Appleton Recreation Association. It is our nonprofit board that all the money goes through.
Okay.
And then all the dollars go straight into the field.
Okay. All right. Sounds fun. Can't wait to get over there. I'll be over there this summer sometime doing a couple A's games. That's the plan anyway. So,
yep.
Looking forward to it. Sounds
great. Thank you much.
Yeah. Thanks for coming over and telling us about the Appleton. It's a baseball association?
Appleton Baseball Field. Yep. Okay. Or Appleton Recreation Association is our nonprofit. Okay. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah. Thank you.